Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account. I'm your host, Rudo, joined by Jesse and AJ. We're going to be answering a bunch of your questions today, but first, we are going over to DraftKings for our pick of the week. Do either of you know what's different about Australian rules football compared to normal football?
I always hear people refer to Australian rules football, but no, I have no idea.
Okay. I don't either. So we're kind of betting blind here, but we got some pretty cool team names. So this is what I'm going off of. Slight underdogs, the Collingwood Magpies are +115 against the St. Kilda Saints.
Collingwood Magpies?
Yes. Like the bird that steals all your food. Yeah, exactly like that.
Isn't that the bird that attacks the bikers?
Yeah, the same one, exactly. So we're going with them. You could also take the Fremantle Dockers over the Adelaide Crows. There's a couple other... those are probably the best two names. You have like the Melbourne Demons and stuff too. But I'm taking the Collingwood Magpies as slight dogs over the St. Kilda Saints in Australian rules football. And I clearly know what I'm doing with this bet because I know the rules of the sport and everything.
Yeah. Any team that's named the Magpies, that has to go well.
Yeah. You know they're too much of a nuisance to just annoy the team off the field, basically. So head on over there. You can bet on DraftKings Sportsbook on ridiculous like Aussie rules football or, you know, things that you actually might know stuff about like hockey or basketball or football in America, those types of things. You can win a ton of money right now if you bet $5 after signing up with a new account with code DNVR on any NFL game. If you pick the team to win correctly, you get $200 in free bets. So jump over there with DraftKings. Again, use that DNVR code. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. There we go. Lost my spot there. Of course, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right. So we got a bunch of questions in on Twitter today that we'll be answering, but we'll also, I'm sure, be taking some from chat as we go along too. So feel free to chime in if you guys have any burning questions you guys want answered as we're rounding out 2021 for the last time. Get to answer some of y'all's questions. Yeah, it's been a long year. No doubt about that. Our first question comes from Luke.
Can we just real quick, 90 seconds. Was at practice this morning before we get to questions. Was at practice this morning. That was as close to a full lineup as we have seen since training camp. Actually, probably even including training camp, because you had guys missing throughout most training camp. The only two players that were absent were Pavel Francouz and Darren Helm. There was no non-contact jerseys on the ice. Pavel Francouz could be released from COVID protocol as early as tomorrow, with Darren Helm being just a day behind him. So you are knock on wood, potentially staring down a full Colorado Avalanche lineup on Sunday against the Ducks at noon at Ball Arena. And I asked Jared Bednar after, you know, are you guys finding the silver lining in this and in the fact that you were able to get people healthy through this break? And he said, yeah, look, like we didn't have to, you know, force guys into practice. We didn't have to aggravate, you know, bumps and bruises, stuff like that. And that, you know, they're feeling good. And, you know, he made the point, we're not going to dwell on it. There's nothing we can do about the positives. We're focusing on the positives, and positive being that we could be looking at a full healthy Avs lineup for the first time all year. But it was fun to see that. I mean, your top nine was what we've, you know, talked about all season, where you had, you know, the McKinnon line, you had the Kadri line, and you had a third line of, let's see, it was O'Connor, Newhook, and Comfort. So, I mean, like, I don't know, it was just real exciting to see that out there this morning.
Get your dubs where you can right now, for sure. Health is something you can call a positive. So
yeah. So there we go. That was all I had. Sorry to interrupt.
No, perfect.
Next questions.
News, got to get the news in there. All right. First question is from Luke. New stadiums are becoming travel and tourist destinations. He says Seattle's arena and Vegas's NFL stadium. If the Avs are planning to rebuild their arena, what features do you want in it to make it cool, unique, strange, or stick out in a cool way?
Rudo, you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Yep. How I was saying, like, look, Ball Arena is nice. It's very nice. It's very clean. It's updated, stuff like that. But there's not much personality to it.
Yep. It's very bland. It doesn't feel like there's anything that makes it feel like it has, I don't know, it doesn't feel alive.
Personality, I thought, was a great way of putting it. There's just no personality to it.
Yep. It's selfishly, the press box could be better positioned.
bro, seriously. So wait, what was the question? If we could change anything?
If you could change anything to make it cool, unique, strange, or stick out.
So there's two things that I would like to see changed about Ball Arena. One, I'd love to see them bring the mountain back. I know that's a really small thing, but for people that went to games at McNichols and early Pepsi Center years, love to see them bring the mountain back that the team skated out of.
I think the mountain should be what fans walk through to get into the arena.
Ooh, love that too. Love that too. Yeah, that's great. I guess I don't know if this would necessarily make it stick out, but one of the things that I've noticed with every arena that I've been to this year, and you know, in the last few, is there's a lot more like common areas where you can still see the ice. Like Seattle, the top of every section, there was a bar and there was like clear standing room where you could still be at the bar, but see the ice. T-Mobile Arena has the same thing. Philly had the same thing. And I just think that's something that's kind of missing. And I know the Eagles have something like that at Budweiser Event Center. And that's just something that I think would be a real easy kind of like change to make to the concourse, and just make it so you can still see some of the action from anywhere on the concourse. Because once you leave the seating bowl at Ball Arena,
it's
you are
very
completely
closed.
Removed. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So this is the thing. In the underbelly of the Pepsi Center, on the Av side of things, they actually have some pretty cool painted murals and stuff, but why isn't that in like the atrium where all of the fans like see it when they're coming in?
Like, yeah.
That's the kind of thing that I wanted to see. Like,
well, and like they've got the Club Lexus down there.
Yeah.
But again, just like a lot of other teams do the same thing. And, you know, they've got seats that are down on the glass that are part of it, or from the Club Lexus area, you can see the teams walk onto the ice. There's just some small things that I feel like it's like, wow, you could have made one small change and made that different. Even that weird, what they converted the old press box to, is this like really nice.
Yeah.
Like luxury. I guess it's now just like an owner's suite, but there's a bar in it. There's food in it and it looks over the ice. And I have never once seen a fan sitting in a single one of the seats. So I don't know, just do more stuff where you could, you can be watching the game while taking part in other activities.
Yeah. Okay. AJ, anything else? Or are we moving on? Or is AJ frozen? He might be frozen.
There's a comment here. Arizona's club level has a bar that literally just overlooks the ice. It's awesome.
Yep. It's super nice. All right. Next question. We'll keep it a little bit on hockey related things. One, during the last draft, how much do you think Sakic wanted to move up to draft Wallstead? And two, is the NHL just putting postponed games in the Olympic break? So for two, as of right now, yes. The plan is just to use the Olympic break as much as possible. But we'll see. Like, everything's still very much up in the air. But
I think you get a couple tacked on to the end.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll be able to get – because I think it's over 70 games now they have to make up, and I just don't see
well, especially, I know there's talk of the Canadian teams, at least, that have their game postponed because of fans. They might get some weird stuff with games getting moved around and things. So, for the most part, yes. As far as number one, I don't know. I don't know how much Sakic wanted to move up to get Wallstead. It's pretty clear the Avs have at least a good amount of faith in Eustace Annan at this point as a potential future for the goaltender position. But not sure. AJ, do you know anything on that?
Well, as far as I know, not at all.
There you go.
They were happy to just sit and wait.
Easy enough.
They really, really – every team is like, this is the guy we wanted all along, right?
Sure.
He was number one on our board.
But 2 years in a row, the Avs got a guy that they had in the high teens at their spot. So they were really happy with the guy that they got.
Not too shabby.
Yeah.
We'll
see. I mean, time will tell, right? Like,
yep.
Wallstead looks awesome, and that's, you're going to have to go through Wallstead. You're going to go through Hellebuck. You're going to have to go through Askarov. You're going to have to go through Saros. You know, like, your goaltending in your division is really, really tough. And We'll see if the continued faith in Eustace Annan is justified.
Yeah, I mean, we'll find
out. Not that you do or don't draft Wallstead or move up for Wallstead because of Annan. He isn't that caliber of prospect that you're like, well, we would never do that because we have that guy. You know, so he was not that kind of guy. He was not that kind of prospect. So We'll see how Wallstead goes in Minnesota, and, you know. But from what I think they were perfectly fine.
All right, next one. Would you rather go to space or stand on the top of Mount Everest, assuming you would get there and back safely?
Space.
All right, not even a question. Space easily trumps that one. Next up, all right, we'll go here next, since this was one we wanted to hit on. If you could go back in time and play one video game for the first time again, which one would it be? No good answers immediately.
I don't really have an answer for this one.
Okay. I would take probably Ocarina of Time, which I know is the answer I always say, but like, to re-experience that for the first time, and like, that game was the first game in my life where like, you actually get into the game and you get into Hyrule Field and you get that feeling of like, oh, I can actually go anywhere and do anything that I want. So that's the one that I would say.
I would go with Super Mario 64.
Ooh, that's a great answer.
Yep.
That's my arguably my favorite game ever, and it is a game that kind of just reinforced my love of video games and really just the wonder of it, and to see them into 3D and not only get it so right, but set the bar for all the other games to live up to, going from 2D to 3D. Just crushed it.
Yep. Definitely set the new standard of the time, right?
Between Ocarina of Time and Mario 64, how many genre-defining characteristics came from those two games alone?
Yeah.
You know, like yep. things that the Z targeting and the cameras and everything, the way that you move in an open field, the way that the camera kind of rotates around you, like it's they just got it so right going to 3D.
Yep, hard to fix, perfect. So we'll leave it at that. We'll just leave it there. It's Pod. Is, of course, brought to you by Lightshade, our new CBD and THC partner. You can get 25% off at Lightshade when you use code DNVR. Buy an ounce, get a quad free. It's basically what 25% off is. So jump on that. You can also check out a bunch of their other amazing products like the Escape Artists, who have a bunch of options that I don't actually smoke all that much weed. So, like, I don't know the actual details of it. I'm sure someone else could tell you a lot better, but for their CBD products, they have various different ratios ranging from 1-to-1 to 20-to-1 for the high CBD stuff. So whatever kind of mix you need, they have you covered on that. Their creams penetrate for deep muscle tissue discomfort. So if you have aches and pains, they got you covered for that. They take effect in 10 minutes or less. So they really take care of you very quickly too. So be sure to check out Escape Artists at your local Lightshade dispensary. They have 10 locations in the Denver metro and Aurora area. So pretty easy to get to if you're here in Colorado. Go find them. Get yourself 25% off with that DNVR code at lightshade.com and get it picked up at a location near you. And then, of course, already talked about DraftKings, but they are our primary sponsor. So head over to DraftKings, use that DNVR code, and jump in right now. It's the end of the year. Maybe now's the time to take the plunge. Get yourself a DNVR membership. You get a free shirt with the membership if you get the annual one signed up, which gives you access to the DNVR lounge. You can get big beers down at the DNVR bar. Obviously, access to all of our content and a bunch of other cool stuff as well. So if you want to try it, it's like 50 cents for the first month, I think. So you might as well just throw a couple quarters at us to see what the content is, and then you can go from there. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
Excited to actually have games and for content to come back.
Yeah, should be
nice.
We've
been just kind of chilling, man.
Well, you know, I got a video in the works that should be coming out in a couple days here. So we got a little something.
Yeah, Megan has we got Shane Bowers piece, I think, that's on its way as well.
There you go. So we're finding stuff to provide, you know, even in the downtime. But yes, I would very much like to be doing game review videos again. That would be nice. all right. Next
I've
up.
I've got a text in question here from my sister Brooke.
Fire it.
Shout out Brooke. She said if you could have lunch with one Avs player, past or present, who would it be?
I'm not a very lunch type of person. Like I don't think it would matter who it was.
If you could have a craft brew with any one Avalanche player, past or present. I think mine would either be Ray Bourque or Joe Sakic.
Yep.
Just because Sakic's got a little bit more of a unique perspective in that he has all the stories from now as well as the time back in Quebec and everything in between. I feel like he'd have a lot of fun stories and anecdotes.
Can I say Milan Hayduk, because I basically did that live on the show already.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. Counts.
AJ, you got an answer?
Wah.
Yeah.
I thought you said what. I was like, damn, have you just been tuning this out the entire time? Yeah, Wah would be a really good one. Especially like a truth serum version of Patrick Wah, where it's like...
Yeah. That's the lunch that I'm just assuming happens. Otherwise, I don't want to have lunch with Patrick Roy.
There's definitely some dudes who I'm sure have some insane stories.
Oh yeah, I have no doubt there are some crazy stories out there. All right, next question comes from Kenneth. I much prefer international width rinks. Is there a reason besides money that the NHL won't adopt that standard? I don't think there's an official reason, but beyond the fact that, you know, you would have less seats in stadiums, my assumption has always been, especially in North America, hockey has been viewed as a very fast sport compared to the relatively slower sports, certainly of baseball and football, and to a lesser extent basketball. So, yeah, a bigger rink means it slows the sport down significantly. You see that at the Olympic level all the time. But
yeah, I also I'm kind of with him. I don't mind the Olympic size rink. I think it's kind of fun to see, you know, those dudes have a little bit more space to work with and stuff. But I honestly feel like the biggest issue is you've got how many tens of thousands of rinks in America that are North American size. And you made that change at the NHL level. That would mean that like over the next 50 years, you have to see all of those rinks also converted. Also, the one I've skated at the World Arena in the Springs, and it's a significant difference. Like it's pretty crazy how just making those dimensional changes, like there's a lot more ground to cover.
Yeah,
they're tough to play on.
Yep, agreed. I think it, I mean, to a certain extent, it probably lessens the physicality too, right? Just because it's harder to hit people on big ice, or you have to move out of position more. But all right, next up, what is your favorite movie from 2021?
No Way Home.
Is that recency bias, or is it actually
No, it's that good. It's okay. That good. Yeah. Huh. It's a great question, though. But no, it for me, for someone who's a big Spider-Man fan, it was that's one of my like that jumped to the near the top of my list for just like favorite movie. It was phenomenal. It was done really well.
I've watched very, very few of the new movies in 2021, so I almost have to default to Free Guy.
Oh, I haven't seen it. I want to see it so bad. It's obviously good if it's your favorite of the year.
I mean, I looked up a 2021 list of movies because I was like, oh, I don't even know. And Free Guy has to be on the list because I've just seen very, very, very few of the ones.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Richard and I haven't gotten to see that yet. I haven't seen the new Spider-Man movie.
And no one gets to see you on this podcast anymore.
I was gonna say, all the robot talk there. Rudo, do you have an answer?
I like never watch movies anymore. I Dune, I think, is of the actual movies that I watched, but if we're going into a TV series or streaming series, Wheel of Time was extremely good. Really, really like that.
Which one is it on? Which platform?
Amazon Prime.
Which of the dozen streaming platforms is it on? Hard.
And then season 2 of The Witcher was dope for a recent one as well. Really, really liked season 2. So that's where I would go with that one. But, you know, can't talk too much to movies. It's just not kind of my jam. All right. We're not going to go deep into this one, but we know that AJ believes in ghosts. What's everyone's thoughts on aliens? Will we ever make contact, and have they been to Earth before?
Yeah, there's probably one of them watching this show right now. Absolutely real. No way.
Yo,
not.
Don't talk about Ahmet like that.
Don't talk about what?
I said, don't talk about Ahmet like that. He said, there's probably one watching our show right now. That's just rude. Calling out our viewers.
Who's Ahmet?
I picked the most recent comment.
Oh. I was like,
Jesus, huh? Man. Do we need to slow this down for you?
I don't know how much slower you can make it right now. No, I think they're definitely real.
I don't know that they're on Earth, but yeah, the universe is way too big for there to not be aliens. Yeah.
The arrogance. To believe that humans are the only intelligent life in the entire universe. No, aliens. No. To somebody else, we're the aliens. So, yeah.
Yep.
Aliens are absolutely a thing. I don't know if they've been here. I think they have because it's fun to believe in stuff like that. But they're deaf out there.
Okay. If you had to be stuck inside of one video game, movie, or TV show universe, what would it be? And which current or former Avs player would be stuck there with you?
Harry Potter. 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 As long as I'm not a goddamn muggle in Harry Potter.
You're definitely a muggle.
Otherwise it doesn't do me any good.
You're stuck in that universe right now. You're currently living that life.
Absolutely. No.
Okay. And who's your muggle sidekick?
I don't care. Oh. It does not matter. It could be Carl Soderberg and I wouldn't care. Does not matter.
I didn't know you were that big of a Harry Potter person.
Yep.
Pleading the fifth on that one.
I mean, I have never hid my Harry Potter fandom. I've always said that's one like video game series that, and I never understood. How do you not have create a wizard? You get the letter. The game starts with you getting the letter. You're a fucking wizard. What? And then you get to build your wizard and go to Hogwarts and like go through the experience. And to have it be like Harry Potter adjacent so that you don't have all that crazy shit always happening where school is getting canceled early and, you know, all this nonsense of Dementors are on the trains and shit. But have it be so like maybe like 5 years after all the Harry Potter stuff. So that there's references to it and there's characters that you're familiar with from the universe. But there should have absolutely been an open world RPG for Harry Potter because it's just, yeah, like Bully meets Harry Potter, straight up. Now I feel bad for calling Ahmet an alien. but like, it always seemed insane to me. Like the most obvious, this is going to be an enormous hit. Everybody's gonna love this, and the people who didn't care about Harry Potter could even get into it. Getting to actually like be the wizard, girl, please. That would have been it. So that should be the video game that's out there. Supposedly that exact game is in development. We'll see how it turns out. But even then, you're 20 years late. What have you been doing this whole time? In terms of actually being in that universe, yes. I want to be a wizard so bad.
Have you gone to any of the Harry Potter world in Orlando or California or anything?
No.
Oh, dude. This might be a bad time to mention this. I've seen like a combined 13 minutes of all the Harry Potter movies.
That tracks.
Yeah. And even like, I thought the worlds were amazing. Like the Hogwarts Express was one of like the coolest experiences I've ever had. They just did it so well. You should absolutely go out there because there's a lot of really cool interactive stuff, a la Harry Potter.
There you go.
So you could live it. You could almost live this conversation, but like, not really though.
You don't actually have magic though, and that's. Jesse, You're just going to say the MCU, I assume.
Well, I thought about that, but it's just like, it's just so much chaos. Your odds of dying, like if you're not a superhero, your odds of dying are pretty high. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, so that's what I was going to say, but I was like, well, man, I just don't know. Like, that'd be really cool for like a week. But yeah, I probably would do that. I probably would take that.
Okay. I don't know if I have a great one. Like,
and I take Val as my Av's accomplice because
there you go.
I could have
just
some like
bodyguard.
yeah. A little bit of protection, like the inn with like some Russian mobs.
Dude, if you wanted actual protection and somebody chill to hang out with, you pick Curtis McDermott.
Yeah,
because he can actually hook you up on throwing some fists, but he'd be a lot of fun to hang out with, and he actually speaks English.
Yeah. I'm just taking like the intimidation factor of Val. Like you walk in anywhere with that dude, people are like, we'll steer clear of them.
Yeah, but the first dude to step to him, you know it's not going to go well because we watched him throw hands that one time.
I don't know. I'd take him over like most Joe Schmoes at the bar.
I'd take Mark Olver over him, Chushkin. In terms of raw protection.
Interesting.
I'll take a tiny but mighty dude over a big guy that can't fight. Big tree fall hard, you know?
I feel like in the MCU, though, Val Nichushkin definitely has guns. So
he has to. He has no hand-to-hand combat skills.
I feel like I would pick something dumb like Animal Crossing.
Ooh, that's a great one. That's a great one.
Live the dream of actually being able to pay off a house.
Yeah.
Live the dream of being able to own a house.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's why Animal Crossing is so popular with our generation, because we finally get to own property.
And not get only own it, but then like upgrade it. Yeah.
Yeah, we get to build ramps and shit right outside our houses.
No, that's a great answer, Rudo. That's the best answer so far, for sure. Animal Crossing. That'd be a great one.
Also,
money, grow a money tree real quick.
That's right.
Talk to your animal neighbors.
Yeah.
Instead of them just being lame ass people, you live next door to a unicorn. Hell yeah.
Well, and the only
party with that guy.
The only work you do is like just maintaining your immediate space around you. It's like.
You become the de facto mayor.
Yeah. For some reason, every decision passes through this person. That's right. It me.
People just give you stuff all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, for no reason at all.
All right. In the old school Animal Crossing games, people will come into your house and take your shit. And then you would go and talk to them and they'd be like, oh, hey, it's good to see you. Sorry, I took that comic book out of your house, and then I gave it to three other people. My bad. And then you spend the entire day tracking that down, talking to all those people who gave it to somebody else, who gave it to somebody else. And then while you're talking to them, they're like, oh, hey, if you're going to go talk to Franklin anyway, do you think you could give back my whatever that they let them borrow? And it's just thieves. All of them. You got to watch out for that part of the Animal Crossing universe.
Hannah was giving me shit on Christmas Eve because Animal Crossing does Toy Day or Christmas a day early. And I just logged on just real quick to just like knock out a couple things. And it's exactly what you're just describing, where I suddenly got like hit with a bunch of like, oh, well, can you do this task? And then while you're at that, can you do this? And I ended up, she was like, what are you doing? I was like, I got onto this for just like a couple minutes, and now it's 45 minutes later, and I am knee deep in tasks that I need to complete. So I'm going to need a minute here.
You're like, look, the ram and the sheep are fighting in the center of town, and I've got to try and sort this out.
All right.
I can't just log off. All right.
The real question is, though, are you an upstanding citizen or are you a time traveler in Animal Crossing?
Yo, we are having this debate. Amongst our, we've been hanging out with my BFF in Dallas and his girlfriend, who is a cheat hole time traveler. And we are the purists here. No, 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 no. You don't. No, 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 no. Time traveling is scum traveling.
Yeah, no, I'm the same. Pokemon universe. I actually thought about. Did you guys ever see Detective Pikachu a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was actually really awesome.
Yeah, that for sure. And I remember watching it. I was like, damn, I would live there. That seems dope.
Yeah. Like Pokemon just like chilling.
Yeah. That no joke. When you read the question, that movie flashed across my mind. I was like, that would be a really cool universe to live in.
I struggle with that one because when I like make the Pokemon world real, I'm like, isn't this just like animal fighting rings at that point?
Have you seen Detective Pikachu?
Yes, Detective Pikachu was very, very good.
Very well done. But you bring up a very sobering point, so let's just move on because that took the fun out of it for me a little bit.
All right. Well, make sure that when you're going into the bedroom, your pubes don't look like there was an animal fighting ring going on in them. Get yourself Manscaped. Use code DNVR to get 20% off the Perfect Package 4.0 and free shipping. So jump on that. Get all the products you need. Doesn't have to be just for the below the belt. They have body wash, shampoo, deodorant, all sorts of stuff to take care of your body and make sure that it's looking good. So jump on that one. Get yourself some Manscaped today. And then you can go get yourself, we were just talking about Animal Crossing and owning a house. Chevalier Mortgage can help you do that in the real world. Hit up both Mike and Virginia at dnvrmortgage.com where you can get a free
call. Oh, my God. He's a real life Tom Nook.
Yep. Yep. Mike's
because he's a financial planner and a real estate guy.
Yep. You can go work at his little storefront and they'll help you. I don't think he has a storefront where you can sell clothes to people, but you can get some free DNVR merch when you go to dnvrmortgage.com or at least have the chance to win some. And as AJ said, he's a certified financial planner, so they will find the right home loan for you no matter what your financial picture might look like. So again, hit up Chevalier Mortgage, go to dnvrmortgage.com, I can speak, or call Virginia directly at 303-257-6578 to get your free consultation. All right, third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Let's get to our primary topic in the title today from the mailbag. Eddie asks, if you could change one moment in Colorado Avalanche history, no matter how drastic the change, what would you change?
Statue of Liberty.
What?
It's Statue of Liberty.
Repeat the question.
If you could change any moment in Avs history, no matter how drastic, what would you change?
Honestly, I'd probably change the Landeskog offside. I really thought that team had a real shot to win the Stanley Cup that year.
It's a good one. I don't know if I have a better answer than that in the bag. One I had was the Matt Duchene draft. What if Duchene went 2 and the Avs got Victor Hedman? That's the world I would like to know what happens in. But the effects of that obviously entirely untrackable, but
how different is that universe of walk out of there with Victor Hedman and Ryan O'Reilly.
Yeah, ends up being your 1C of the future. You have a defense that is no longer Eric Johnson begging for anything to help him. I guess EJ wasn't even on the team at that point, but who knows what happens down the line with that defense. But
yeah. When Chris Stewart gets caught doing drugs in Pepsi Center by the owner, they demand that he get traded. Maybe they don't trade him for Eric Johnson.
Yeah, could be something entirely different at that point. Who knows? So,
yeah, the it being like an individual moment Because, like, honestly, you know, I saw a few people even on Twitter saying that they would change Waugh ever coaching here. But, like, to me, that's like an integral part of, like, what makes up this group. Mm-hmm. Wait, why what?
Why would that be the thing of all the things you could change in history? Why would you coaching the Habs?
Yeah, and I think as, like, shitty as it ended and stuff, I think there was a lot of, again, hindsight, right? there's been a lot of value in those couple years that he was here, and I think there's a lot that, like, again, they were going to take Seth Jones. If it wasn't for Patrick Waugh, it's Seth Jones, not Nathan MacKinnon.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. Like, it being an individual moment, an extra save, that extra save against Vegas in game three, up 3-0 in the series. Why would you change the Duchesne offside goal, which he wasn't, by the way?
Yeah, I mean, I think, unfortunately, the rules would still have been implemented sooner or later anyway that we ended up with on that goal.
And I reiterate this to everyone. If that play happened again today, they would review it and the call would stand based on the explanation that the officials on the ice gave. And if you watch the replay, they were correct. A Nashville player, P.A. Parenteau, tried to sail that puck and a Nashville player knocked it down. And one, that was what caused it to be so far behind Duchesne. But two, he was the last one to touch it. So they ruled it as a Nashville player was the one that brought the puck into the zone. So I say this all the time. If they reviewed the exact Matt Duchesne goal today by the rules, that goal would still stand under offside review. Evan always points to that as that being the moment where everything changed. But that alone wouldn't have, like, that's actually the one play that wouldn't have changed based on the ruling. I just always find it funny.
Yeah, Kadri not getting suspended would have been in real interesting last playoffs for sure.
Jonathan Marchessault not banking a puck off the back of Philip Grubauer's leg.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going up 3-0.
Yep. Chat, live chat.
All the moments you could change in Habs history and you'd want Nichushkin to score against Dallas so they could go on and get smoked in the next series. No. Give me the Statue of Liberty. The Habs win the cup that year.
What year was that one?
02.
Was 02. Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. Live chat, if you have any questions. I get them in right now. I know we haven't really been looking at yours too much. We've been going off the Twitter feed. So if you got some good ones, fire them off. In the meantime, I'm interested, like, what moments stand out to you two beyond, like, okay, obviously Stanley Cup and playoff stuff. So let me put it this way. What regular season moments are most memorable to you guys for Avs players or Avs history even?
Game 82 is a real easy answer. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, like, you know, I remember the Patrick Waugh record setting game, which we ended up because of how they changed the books and all that stuff. It was actually like three games before, but the overtime game against Washington for him to set the all-time wins record back in 2000 is one that stands out. recent memory, the game against Nashville. Shit, I think that was 2019. When Duchesne scores to put the Predators ahead.
Yeah,
and then the Avs scored like 6 goals in 4.5 minutes or something crazy. That was one. And then the Varley shutout of Chicago.
The 50-something save.
Yeah, he set the franchise record for saves in a shutout with It was like 54 or something like that in 13, 14.
Yep.
The game 82 is that's the big one. I mean, that was awesome.
Yep.
I mean, I'll always remember the Chicago game where they ended
beat the streak.
The Chicago streak. Also, the Chicago game on the second night of the back-to-back after they lost 7-0 in Vegas the day before. Yep. On Nevada Day, they flew back to Denver and dropped Sven Andraghetto from the left wing next to McKinnon and Rantanen. Put Landeskog there, and the three-headed monster was officially born.
Yep.
There was another one that you just made me think of when you and I already lost my train of thought. But no, like, there's been some real
Adam Werner winning in Winnipeg after Frankie got run over by Mark Scheifele 30 seconds in.
Yep.
And them getting a team shutout.
Yeah. Matt Duchene leaving the Islanders game. Watching that one in an Airbnb in Iceland. And me and my buddy Jonathan, AJ's met, we were sitting there and we were like, that was weird. Did you see him just walk off the ice?
Well, and it was fueled because Como had just left as well.
Just gotten hurt, yeah. And we were both looking at each other and we were like, that's pretty weird. And I texted AJ, but obviously all of this news is breaking. So like the text got lost and all kinds of stuff. So I'm just sitting there watching this and I was like, that was really weird that he left the bench for no reason. And then AJ eventually did text me back and you didn't say he'd been traded or anything. You just said something like, oh boy, or something like that. And I was like, oh shit. So obviously that one. And then I was in Sweden when, you know, Sam Girard got there and I just remember being at morning skate watching him. And I was like, damn, this dude, like just, you know, seeing his like fluidity on the ice for the first time. Yeah, that whole little stretch right there. I mean, those are huge moments in Avs history.
Yep, now. For sure. Some of the live chat questions. As draft Pastrnak instead of Bleakley in 2014.
Wouldn't have happened because the Avs weren't drafting Europeans.
Yeah, that was before the regime change, right? So
theoretically possible, but would not have happened.
It's interesting though too, because Bleakley's the outlier, right? Like the Avs have slam dunked the first round for the most part, outside of Connor Bleakley and then Duncan Siemens, who was the second first round pick in that draft. So
the big break inside the Zester. Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes.
Yeah, great point.
Anyway, Joey Hinn, big asterisk.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
I was just about to say that, yeah.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Wars.
It's Wars for me, too.
Are we talking about mainline movies or universe?
Whatever you want it to be. He just asked Star Wars or Star Trek.
Mainline movies, Star Trek. Actual universe, Star Wars.
Okay. I'm assuming this question is a meme making fun of us, saying, what is COVID debt?
It's the second time he's asked it, and I don't know what that means.
I'm assuming he's just making fun of us for our boring first segment yesterday and you never wanting to talk about these things again. What are your guys' thoughts on World Juniors? Go watch yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Why does Rudo look like the Shinedown guy? I don't know who that is.
Are we supposed to have an actual answer to that? Like, I don't. Should have just said Rudo looks like the Shinedown guy, and we would have been like, got him.
I don't know what the Shinedown guy looks like. Like, I know they're a band, but.
Yeah, and which Shinedown guy?
Yeah. I don't know.
Are there multiple of them? I mean, I don't genuinely know. Maybe it's just one guy who calls himself a band.
Maybe. I don't know. Favorite memory of 2021 for me, the CM Punk return.
Favorite 21 memory.
Maybe like
these last 2 years have just run completely together. I don't even know where really my memories are from. Like
feeling comfortable going back to the bar, maybe after being fully vaxxed. That felt pretty good. I don't know.
I've worked really hard on just like, just keep moving forward these last 2 years.
Yeah, right.
Just like, don't pay attention to a lot of what like you're leaving behind you. I honestly don't know.
It's a tough one. Definitely a tough one there.
I got to see a hockey game at MSG, which was a bucket list item for me. So
there you go.
There you go.
Favorite memory of 2021 can be that it's over in 2 days.
I bought a car. That was pretty cool.
There you go.
Dope. Maybe still too early, but who are the Avs targeting for possible trade before the deadline? Probably still too early for that one.
Well, my first question would be, what position do they need help at the deadline?
Ask again when we see them fully healthy.
Yeah, because I don't genuinely know.
Okay. I think that's most of the questions.
I bought a car.
Let's see.
Do you guys actually play hockey?
Your boy does.
Jesse still does.
Yeah.
AJ used to play.
Yeah.
I'm the only one who's never really played.
Been playing since I was 5.
I don't understand. Scott Mayfield? No, Scott Mayfield's not very good. He's a great little fantasy hockey engine, but he's not a very good defenseman.
Did you guys talk about the players owing money back yesterday? The COVID debt thing? Like to repay the escrow?
I don't know
that's what he's talking about?
Yesterday, but we've definitely talked about that before. Yeah.
Just paraphrasing like crazy, there's a lot of money lost, obviously, with the cancellations and postponements and no fans and all that stuff. And again, paraphrasing, long story short, essentially it was built into the CBA that the players would be the ones that pay that back through escrow payments over X amount of years. It was looking like those payments were going to be made up ahead of time. As early as next year, which would lead to the cap going back up and a lot of positive things. But now with all the uncertainty from this year, that looks like it still will be a few years out. So the players have, if you want to call it COVID debt, they're basically responsible for making up a lot of the lost revenue through escrow payments to the owners.
Yeah, because the salary cap did not go down, despite HRR going obviously in the tank during the pandemic.
Right.
Okay. So my wife messaged me and said she can't see the resemblance between me and the Shinedown guy.
Who's the Shinedown guy?
Yeah, that's what I like. I don't know. The Shinedown guy.
I'm just gonna Google Shinedown guy.
That's exactly what I did. And the first person came up was a gentleman with very long hair. Red.
Yeah, it's red. Womp.
But I just clicked on a picture of 4 people, and I don't see a person that resembles Rudo.
Okay. One of life's mysteries, I guess. Two more ones here, then we'll get out of here. Coke or Pepsi? Pepsi.
Oh, Rudo. It's Coke, obviously.
One organization has Mountain Dew, and the other doesn't.
See, but are you comparing the actual colas or PepsiCo versus... the Coca-Cola company.
Coke and Pepsi directly against each other doesn't matter. If they're almost identical.
No, they're not. Coke is so much better.
You shouldn't be drinking them straight up anyway. You should be mixing them with booze.
Oh, I was going to say, my actual favorite soda is Coke and Dr. Pepper together. Black Gold from back in the day. OG Burger King people, like circa 2003. It's actually on the menu. I like the question about don't shake your head at me. The phrasing on it doesn't make a ton of sense, but like I'm assuming it says, will the NHL do city jerseys? Should the NHL? Yes, I think the NHL should do way more fun stuff with jerseys and uniforms and shit. It's a league that desperately needs fun.
I think they should if they can come up with good ideas, but they get four jerseys deep on teams and then they start releasing Smashville jerseys. And
well, and that's the crazy part was like, you know how many dozens of mock-ups I saw that were better than what they landed on for the Nashville jerseys? It's like, why do you guys do that? Yeah, like you said, we were like, you get three or four in and they just start going crazy. It's like, you know, you can still make a real nice looking jersey without having to fit in two lines of text.
And I think they might maybe take the nod from football on this one and just kind of stick to changing up the color schemes a little bit. Don't worry too much about trying to do something completely new.
Yeah. But. And yeah, every now and then mix in an alternate logo, a throwback logo. But yeah, I don't think we need a giant A and two lines of text in the middle of a jersey. Like I don't know if we need that.
Well, jerseys are too expensive for me to purchase anyway, so I guess it doesn't really matter to me. But anyway, we're going to get out of here before AJ falls asleep at his computer down there. So
we switched into talking about COVID debt and jerseys. Just let me blow my brains out right now.
All right. Well, that's going to get us demonetized on YouTube right away. We're going to get out of here for the day. Thank you.
Metaphorically, everybody. Obviously.
Yeah, right. Yep. we appreciate all of y'all and all of the listeners, viewers, all that stuff we've had over the last calendar year. So you guys are all amazing. We're looking forward to another awesome year. Be sure to like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hopefully we can get back to actual Avs games happening at the start of the new year. So we're looking forward to that too. You know, you can find all the content for the Avs here with us and, you know, all the other major sports teams in Colorado at thednvr.com. We love you all, and I guess we'll talk to you in 2022.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Lena Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.